This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good morning. I'm so glad to be with you again today. It's a privilege for me to be with you as we come to study the Word of God together. I want to speak to you this morning about God's way of deliverance from fear. Now, I want to read to you this morning, firstly, from Psalm 27, and this is what it has to say to us. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. The war may rise against me. In this I will be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret place of his tabernacle. He shall hide me, and he shall set me high upon a rock. And then we come to the end of it, says in verse 11, teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me in a smooth path, because of my enemies. Do not deliver me to the will of my adversaries. For false witnesses have risen against me, and such as breathe out violence. I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of a good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. So, I said it already, I want to speak to you this morning about God's way of deliverance from fear. And I want to say to you this morning that there is a fear that is gripping the hearts of many, many people today. If there's something people are experiencing and it's gripping them all, is fear. Indeed, some people are constantly dominated by fear. And David knew this. And that's why he speaks, and we read again, and I want to just read to you quickly from Psalm 34. And this is what it says to us in Psalm 34, and I read from verse 4. I sought the Lord, and he heard me. He delivered me from all my fears. You've got that? He delivered me from all my fears. And we discover that it is possible for a man and a woman who is full of fear to be delivered from it completely. The Christian is a member of the human race. But although he and she has been made members of God's family, we are still subject to all the frailties common to mankind. He has to overcome sin. He knows what depression is. And one of his biggest enemies is fear. Fear faces us all the time. It is God's will that his children should, not his will that we should be dogged and overwhelmed by this dread monster called fear. No, it is not his will. It is his glorious possibility to have us released and delivered from all our fears. What do we read? Psalm 27, verse 1. The Lord is my light, my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? And that's what it tells us. You see, I want to say to you this morning, there are two kinds of fear in human experience. The normal and the abnormal. The good and the bad. A surgeon fears to harm his patient. A pilot takes care in his handling of his aircraft as he fears to harm the passengers through an accident. However, we are concentrating upon the bad kind of fear, the fear from which we need to be delivered and from which we may be delivered. Notice in the Bible how frequently the Lord says, "Fear not, fear not." It has been told me, and I've read it, that there are 366 fear nots in the Bible, one for each day of the year, including leap year. Be strong and of a good courage. And as we read His word, we repeatedly hear God saying to us, don't be afraid. You got that? Don't be afraid. And I want to turn here again. I want to read from Psalm 46 and verse 2. And this is what it says. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. We shall not fear. That is what it's saying to you and to me today. What does the word say to us? And we read these well-known verses of scripture that come to us from the book of Isaiah. And this is what Isaiah says to us. And I want us to catch the heart of it, because Isaiah is speaking to each and every one of us. And this is what it tells us. He says to us, but do not fear, O Jacob, I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. You don't have to fear. He says, you do not fear. Don't fear. That's what God is saying to us. Number one, the kind of fear which besets each and every one of us. There are general fears that we face. And we are told how true it is today. There are particular fears which may have to do with the past, the present, or the future. Consider the following. Number one, the fear of failure. Anyone who is conscientious or ambitious in the right sense, who has achieved any success at all, must experience the temptation to fear lest he or she fail. And this can be very devastating, this sort of fear. Secondly, the fear of responsibility. We may be ambitious and yet fear, and the very responsibility which the achievement of our ambition may thrust upon us. So we fear responsibility. Thirdly, the fear of danger and harm. Some people are afraid of a thunderstorm and lightning, or of traveling by sea or by air. And sometimes their fear arises from the fact that they have known someone to be hurt by lightning, or have lost lives in the air or on the sea. The fourth one, the fear of some skeleton in the cupboard. Many people fear that some past sin or indiscretion will find them out in the end, and they fear about it. Just now, people get to know about it. Number five, the fear of the future. Many who are getting old become fearful as how they will be able to live on their small pensions or savings. They are fearful of being dependent upon others, and are fearful as what will happen to them when their children leave them. Number six, the fear of mental disorders or physical disease. This is very real fear to many people, even amongst God's children. Perhaps someone they know has been afflicted in this way, and this has instilled a fear in them. The fear of death. The fear is also common amongst God's children. Many times people fear death, and it's not death itself, but the way in which they will die in the end. But we don't know, any one of us, and yet we're worrying and we're fearing about that. Number two, I want to say to you this morning, what fear does to us? Fear makes us unhappy and brings us into bondage. Its effects are always debilitating and destructive. Fear undermines the health. If we allow fear to grip us, we become tense and our emotions are upset. Job tells us in Job 4:14, tells us, fear came upon me. Fear came upon me. Many Christians are ill through fear, anxiety, and they need not remain ill. And I want to make that very clear. You don't have to remain ill. Fear breaks down the nervous system. It affects the bodily functions. Fear can, and it can cause us to be plagued by rheumatism, sciatica, and kindred complaints. Fear can blotch the complexion. Did you know that, ladies? Your fear can blotch your complexion. Did you know that? It's true. Fear paralyzes the will. When fear grips us, our willpower is crippled. Fear robs us from sleep. Is this not true also to many people listening today? We all know something of this in measure. Sometimes there are things that get you, things that make you afraid. How am I going to face this? How am I going to do this? And it causes us that it robs us from our sleep. Fear clouds the mind. When we are afraid, our mental powers are affected, and it is difficult to think clearly. Fear makes us spiritual failures. We fear comes in joy and peace, power and poise, and testimony go out of the window. For a fearful Christian becomes a defeated Christian. We need to hear that. It holds us back because we're fearing all the time. Now, I want to say to you this morning, when there is faith, fear has to go. And faith is not faith in faith, but faith is centered in the person of God Himself, who we know is reliable, He's true, He cannot lie. So you do not have to fear about all the things you're fearing about. Number three, how can we get rid of fear? If we are fearful, what must we do? Now, I want to give to you some suggestions this morning. Number one, settle it once and for all that it is the will of God that you be free from your fears. Can I say it again? God wants you to be free from your fears. Does the Lord want you, to His child, to be fearful, afraid, petrified of life itself? Of course not. You remember in Mark chapter 4, Jesus was asleep on the boat in Galilee. And the Bible even tells me that Jesus was asleep on a pillow. He was having a sound sleep. And the winds and the waves were boisterous and came against the disciples and the boat. And the water was coming into the boat, and they became fearful. Notice what Jesus says. They wake Him up and they say, "Don't you care that we're perishing?" And Jesus says to them, "You have a lack of faith." And He speaks, "Peace, be still. Peace, be still." And the storm stops. And peace comes into their hearts and to their lives again. I would like to say to you this morning, no matter what you're going through, and the things that are churning you up, the things that are making you fearful this morning, you need to hear the word of Jesus to you today. "Peace, be still. Fear not, for I am with you." You really need to hear that in your heart today. "Fear not, for I am with you." What does it say to us when we come to the end of Psalm 27? "Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and He shall strengthen your heart." Wait, I say, on the Lord. And so we need to wait upon God. Trust God. God's in control. He's on the throne this morning. Trust God. Number two, be sure you really want to be free from your fears. This may seem strange, but some people do not want to lose their fears. They are the people who enjoy bad health, and their fears offer to them a form of escape from facing up to the responsibilities of life. Do you remember the man at the pool of Bethesda in John's Gospel? Jesus said to him also, do you want to be set free? Do you want to be whole? Do you want to? Because he had to make a decision. That man had to make a decision. And I say to you, sometimes people don't want to take back the responsibilities when we've got people helping us, caring for us, doing things for us. And that's why Jesus said to him, do you want to be made whole? Ponder the question of, do I want to be made whole? You see, I want to say to you this morning, the Lord is able to deliver you from all your fears. Are you really willing that he should do it? Make an honest admission of your fears. Do not attempt to hide them, drag them out and recognize them for what they are, ugly fears which must be dealt with. Write them down, look at them, and if it will help them, tell someone about them. In any case, do not hide from your fears, or you will be fearing for years in your life. Number four, ask God definitely to banish your fear. Trust him to do it. Follow the example of the psalmist. What did the psalmist say to us? And we turn here to Psalm 34. And this is what it says to us in Psalm 34, verse 4. I sought the Lord, and he heard me. And what did he do? He delivered me from all my fears. Let me say to you this morning, take your fears to the mercy seat and leave them there. Have you ever really done that? You've gone to the mercy seat, to Christ, who is our mercy seat, and taken your fears to him. Number four, ask God definitely to banish your fears and trust him to do it. Follow the example of the psalmist that we have read together already, because it says here in Psalm 34, 4, I sought the Lord. I sought him. I cried out to him. And he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. We need to trust God to do that. We need to hear that again to us today, that he will deliver us from all our fears. Number five, cultivate the consciousness of the Lord's presence. Fear cannot live in the realized, enjoyed presence of Christ. We need to hear that. We cannot. His presence, when we have the enjoyed presence of Christ with us. What do we read again? When we read Psalm 23 and verse 4, and this is what it says to us. He says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. And yes, the Lord is saying to us, how can we be fearful if the Lord is with us? And we notice that Jesus, there in the midst of the storm, he was with them. Their rest was sleeping on a pillow. Jesus himself was on the pillow. And they're waking him up. And they say, don't you care that we perish? And he says, I'm with you. Do not fear. Do not be afraid. He speaks to the winds and the waves, and he says, peace, be still. Number six, dwell deeply in the Word of God and see what it tells us. Hebrews 13, 5-6 tells us, he hath said, so that we may boldly say what? I will not fear. And God has said very much in his Word that we should not fear at all. He says, he tells us, you don't have to fear. Say it out this morning. Today, I am not going to fear. It's in the Word of God. And number seven, forget your fears and praise the Lord. Here we are. Forget your fears and praise the Lord. The moment you begin to praise the Lord, fear will begin to shrink, to shrivel up. And as you go on praising him, the one who is waiting and willing and wanting to deliver you from your fears will get the victory for you. We really need to hear that again this morning. He's the one that will get you the victory in every area of your life. And that person is the Lord Jesus Christ. He will get you the victory in your life. Let's read these words together because I really believe we need to hear them again to us this morning. Read from Isaiah, and this is what it tells us. God's word to us, that we do not have to fear. Fear not, for I am with you. I know you by name. And then Isaiah 12, 2 to 4, what does it say? Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For Yah, the Lord, is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. Therefore, with joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. And in that day you will say, praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his deeds amongst the peoples, make mention that his name is exalted. Isn't that wonderful? His name is exalted. We need to understand that. We need to hear that this morning. His name, as you begin to praise him, his name will be exalted. And above everything else, the name of the Lord needs to be exalted. In conclusion this morning, God's special word to you is, because of fear is such a big enemy in your life, then give yourself wholeheartedly to him, to God. This is what the psalmist tells us. We are to be confident in God. What does he say? Psalm 56, verse 3 and verse 4. He says, whenever I'm afraid, I will trust in you. In God I will praise his word. In God I will put my trust. I will not fear. What can flesh do to me? You got that? What a wonderful psalm that is. Psalm 56, verse 3 and 4. And you see, when we put our trust back in God, then you will know deliverance from all fear because God is with you. God comes to set you free to the glory of his name. I pray today you'll be encouraged. I pray today you'll hear what the word of God says to you. Do not fear. 366 fear nots. I am with you. Never leave you nor forsake you. The word of God to you today. Take courage, friend, today, and do not fear. Here is the victory is to be found in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray together this morning. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your encouragement that we do not have to fear, and that we can have the victory through Jesus as we take our fears to the mercy seat, to Christ himself, that we do not have to fear. And Father, I pray if anybody out there today doesn't know the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray today they'll just pray this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus, I realize today that I have a great need of you. I'm a sinner. Thank you for dying for me on Calvary's cross. I ask you to come into my life. I receive you into my life to be my Lord and to be my Savior today. I want to love you and serve you forever. Thank you, Jesus, for coming in. Amen. If you prayed that prayer today, well, you've been born again into the family of God. God bless you. God love you and God keep you. If you need more help and counseling, then I invite you to phone Radio K Pulpit 021-180-5744. 021-180-5744. They're waiting for your call today. And then you can phone me as well, Pastor Brian De Villiers. You can phone me at 021-552-4096. 552-4096 at CRC Cape Town. God bless you. Have an incredible day, and you do not have to fear.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.